Richard Green. This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. In Washington, lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation Wednesday calling for the federal government, calling for a federal government report on evidence of war crimes committed during the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
The vote was near unanimous.
The yeas are 418, the nays are 7.
With that, the U.S. House of Representatives called for a federal government report on evidence of war crimes committed during the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The vote followed growing reports of atrocities in Ukraine in towns around the capital, Kyiv, particularly in Bucha, and new accounts of civilian deaths in the besieged port city of Mariupol. In his nightly video address to the nation late Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of trying to hide evidence of war crimes to interfere with the international investigation. Mike Garcia, Washington.
President Zelensky also said in his daily video address on Thursday that Ukraine wants sanctions that are economically destructive enough for Russia to end its war. Zelensky is accusing some countries of still prioritizing money over punishment for civilian killings that the West condemns as war crimes. The European Union is joining the United States in imposing new sanctions, but critics are calling the measures insufficient. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
Calls for tougher energy bans are also growing within the EU, including from Baltic states, which ended Russian natural gas imports as of April 1st, and the bloc's executive arm. That includes European Council President Charles Michel, who addressed the European Parliament Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think